It was actually a very positive meeting. We met with members of the committee, met with the minister, and he listened to us, and he actually took in everything that we were saying with regards to the patients and the necessity for the flights, and in particular the lunchtime flight, to keep that going forward. I think he understood the pressure that patients were under, and that this had to be looked on with dignity and compassion. And he said he was travelling down to down the country, and he said that he was going to get in touch with the Taoiseach, and that he would also have a meeting with the Minister for Transport, Dara O'Brien, on Monday, and highlight the cause again.
And you, as I understand, are you travelling down to Dublin on Wednesday to hand over the petition?
We are going on Wednesday. There's five committee members and one of her patients are travelling to Dublin. We have requested an urgent meeting with Minister Dara O'Brien. Our hope is that we can, at this point, it is just over 13,000 signatures, as we have a paper-based one. We have a paper-based petition in the centre as well. So we would like to present that to the minister, and for that we would have a chance to tell him the importance of the flights for cancer patients, not just cancer patients, for those who are also awaiting transplants, and for children who have long-term or life-limiting illnesses. And the importance of this, you know, that I tried to book a flight for a mum and a child on the 26th of February, and I couldn't book that flight because this contract isn't signed, and we cannot at this point book flights beyond the 25th.
Yeah, and I suppose even the amount of signatures, but also the traction that this movement has gained over the past week or so, it just proves how important this is, and just taking away one service has such a big impact and a knock-on effect for so many people that are receiving treatment.
Absolutely, and when we look at it, we have patients as far up as Malinhead to Donegal Town. We also look after patients from the islands, and the fact that there would be no midday flight would mean the people from the islands would be coming out, they would be getting the boat out in the morning, getting the lunchtime flight up to for their appointment. And, you know, there's no other way to do this. This is the best way. We don't have a centre of excellence here in Donegal. We have to travel for these appointments. It is critical that people get for their appointments. And we have done a lot of work to ensure that they get early morning appointments and that they will get back down to Donegal on the lunchtime flight. If you're not well, having to sit in an airport until 7 o'clock at night, it's just, it's crazy, you know, that people would be expected to do this. And under the new schedule, for a phantom flight to leave Dublin at 6:30 in the morning, if it leaves at that time, to come into Donegal and to go up at 8:30 in the evening, which would be another phantom flight, unless people are willing to go up in the evening if they have appointments and they're frightened they won't get up the next morning, that will incur a lot more costs. It will incur accommodation, taxis, because you're arriving in Dublin so late at night.